Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV, a bit of an impromptu video. It's nearly 9 p.m. on a random Wednesday night and I'm here to talk about Liverpool making a formal offer for a defensive midfielder. But if any of you, and I mean any of you, guess that Liverpool were going to make a bid for Wataru Endo of Stuttgart, 30-year-old Japanese international, you're a liar. I bet you never, ever, ever thought that was going to happen. But apparently that is the case. First reported by Fabrizio Romano, later backed up by the likes of Neil Jones, James Pearce, David Lynch, Ian Doyle. Yet it appears that this one is very much on the cards. Just looking at just been a tweet by Jan Anger Fjorkraft, obviously journalist from Germany as well. And he says, it's a smart move by Liverpool, one of the best in this position in the Bundesliga. He's got aggression, he keeps the ball, he's a leader, and Stuttgart love him. I mean, I'll be honest, it's an absolute random link. It's a 30-year-old defensive midfielder slash defender, can also play in the back three as well. I mean, basically, I've got no idea if he's any good. It's just so random, he's 30. I don't know what the fee is going to be, what we're going to be doing with it, where he's going to play. You would like to think this isn't Liverpool's solution to the defensive midfielder problem. If it's one of two options, then maybe that's it. Funny enough, Adam Haynes, friend of the show, Adam used to be on Red Men quite a bit back in the day, appears now and then, but less often, but he is a big follower of the Stuttgart team. He supports them in Germany, basically, and he was buzzing when he texted me his exact words, and I hope Adam doesn't mind me saying this. He says, He's a ball-winning runner. I've genuinely buzzed at the news. He's the captain. Genuinely, he's decent, honestly. He'll be a very good player for Liverpool, or probably a backup. But yeah, I mean, the links today have been plentiful. We've seen Amrabat links. We've seen Decore being linked. Andre, Paulinho, absolutely tons. Basically, if there's a defensive midfielder potentially on the market, then he's probably been linked to Liverpool. You can include Ryan Gravenberch. Isn't even a DM. He was linked again, once again today. Yeah, Benjamin Pavard, who I suppose is a defender. But again, there's been so many links, as people know, Liverpool are basically, I'd like to say, don't mean to be saying scrambling around, but it feels like they might be scrambling around a little bit. But yeah, as links go and as bids go, nobody saw this one coming. And I just thought I'd have to make a quick video just to jump on to react to the news, of course, as and when more information comes. And as and when we're back in the studio for a start, we can do some more in-depth stuff on him. I'm sure Dan Clubb is on the phone as we speak, trying to get some Japanese football journalists or Bundesliga experts, all this kind of stuff, to let us know more about Endo. Now, what's interesting, Squawker have just put a tweet out saying that basically, in the Bundesliga midfielders since 2020-21, he's won the most possession in the final third, he's won the most aerial duels and had the most clearances and the most headed clearances too. He's second in terms of touches, pass completion, possession won in the middle third, and also tackles as well. So it very much feels like this is one where Jörg Schmadtke and maybe Jürgen Klopp are using their German connections and their knowledge of the Bundesliga to maybe find what they think's a gem. Now, of course, we were all wondering when Henderson goes, Fabinho goes, Liverpool maybe trying to get younger, trying to get more fresh legs. Well, they're definitely not really getting younger. They're a little bit younger than Henderson, but he is a 30-year-old player. Interesting again, Benz Boxack. Of course, Benz has been on our channels before. Does a little bit for the Liverpool Echo and stuff like that. Sorry, for Liverpool.com. And I apologise if I've got his name wrong there. He says he likes Endo a lot. He was fantastic at the World Cup. And as a second option, he could be a very solid addition. He brings a lot of experience and energy. A bit of a Milner replacement, maybe. So, the people who've seen Endo before think he's a very good player. Now, again, I'll be honest, I haven't watched too much of Stuttgart. I saw a little bit of Japan in the World Cup and I remember being impressed with them. But this is yeah, quite the bizarre link, really. Nobody, I'm guessing, saw this coming at all. Liverpool, it looks like, they've made the bid, and potentially talks are ongoing with Stuttgart to try and get Wataru Endo, 30 years old. Again, no idea on the fee. It potentially, I'm just throwing this out there, maybe Liverpool are looking at him as a cheaper option, and then they're going to spend big on someone else. I don't know. I would like to think so. I can't imagine this can be the only move. If it's a secondary move, so you get your first choice and then someone to just back him up and just play certain games and be a role player within the squad, maybe. Again, I haven't seen enough of the player, although the reports seem to be positive, but it's a very short-term move. It feels like it's a bit early for Liverpool to be gambling on like short-term moves. So this is, I don't know, is it more like Ben Davies, that kind of real last-minute loan, Arthur Melo? Not quite. It feels too early to be that. So he's obviously a player Liverpool have had tucked away somewhere. The numbers, the underlying numbers and the stats suggest he's quite good. But I can't imagine this was ever the first choice. Well, we know it wasn't. Caicedo, Lavia, that kind of stuff. So, again, the people who know the player more than I do seem to be quite okay with it. The time will tell, of course, what comes next. If he is the only defensive midfielder Liverpool sign, I can't imagine anyone being happy and that being good enough. But for someone who's basically played defensive midfield, centre mid, can do a bit of centre back, can maybe play in a back three a bit more as well, potentially that's the option. But it's certainly a very, very random link. Let me know your guys' thoughts in the comments section below. I would love to hear what you guys think about this move. Like I say, I'm sure it's one that shocked you. And if this morning, if you had a guess, Fabrizio Romano is going to tweet out that Liverpool have made a bid, a concrete bid for a defensive midfielder, I don't think anyone was suggesting this one. The likes of the Corey was reported, like I say, by Miguel Delaney. Maybe that would have been the one. There was links in the last hour or so to Amrabat as well. Maybe that would have been the one. I don't know where we're at. David Lynch has kind of since poo-pooed that a little bit, saying it's not as close as perhaps is being suggested. Then again, like Pauline, yeah, Andre was there grabbing bits. Like I say, this one's come out of nowhere. What I would say potentially, and maybe I'm grasping at straws a little bit here, the fact that this one got done seemingly behind the scenes, very, very quickly, with no real word of this one getting out, potentially, does that suggest that Liverpool might have other irons in the fire and they're trying to keep things quiet? They very much got burnt on the Caicedo and Lavia front, and that was unfortunate because it wasn't really Liverpool's fault in terms of the information getting out. It was very much the Caicedo camp, the Lavia camp / Southampton, even a bit of Brighton kind of briefing and revealing this information. Liverpool were trying to do things behind closed doors as quick as they can. They did that with Szoboszlai as well, you remember. So, listen, I can't say I'm thrilled with Endo. I don't know enough about him, but no one's going to be jumping for joy. I don't think that Liverpool are signing a 30-year-old midfielder from the Bundesliga. I don't think that's ever going to be one that's really gets the pulses racing. Time will tell if he ends up being a good player for Liverpool. Can he do a job? Can he play in certain games? Can he be in certain opportunities where we might need to use him? Liverpool needs somebody, that is for certain. I can't imagine Liverpool want to go to Man City away and with Endo in midfield. I might be wrong, he might be brilliant, but who knows? But very, 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 very surprising news here today. Let me know in the comments section below your thoughts on it. And yeah, obviously this, again, nearly 9 p.m. on a Wednesday. Just thought I'd jump on the camera, get a little quick video, get our reaction out here at Redmen. But more will come tomorrow. We've got Neil Jones in studio early on Thursday morning. I'm sure he will have more to say on this one. We've got new shows and loads of updates here on Redmen YouTube, on the podcast, and of course over on redmenplus.com as well. So yeah, to wrap up in what is quite an extraordinary, less than half an hour since this broke, but yeah, according to Fabrizio Romano, Liverpool have submitted a formal bid to sign Japanese midfielder Wataru Endo on a permanent deal. Negotiations are ongoing with Stuttgart, but the player wants the move as it's the biggest opportunity of his career. Yeah, no, I'm sure it is, mate. I'm sure it is. It is a surprising move by Liverpool director Jörg Schmeichel. Yes, it is. We are very, very, very surprised. Right, I'm going to jump off now. So yeah, thanks very much for joining us. Like I say, we'll come back with more information in the studio rather than me just sitting here talking into my phone on a random Wednesday night, but it needed to be done because I thought, wow, this is just something that can't go without being spoken about. So thanks very much for watching. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back soon here on Redmen TV. See you in a bit.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.